Easy peasy education. Schools can't teach. You can't learn at a pace that does not match you. And you can't learn if you go in a sequence other than your own. You can't learn if it is not interesting. And you can't learn if it is not one of your curiosities. When you graduate, you will face an interview. And an interview that is worthy of you requires that you have real and functional knowledge. Not just some combination of neatly arranged, disconnected facts, but a body of functioning knowledge that combines to give you exceptional abilities. Exceptional ability has to do with your speed of learning new things and your speed of delivery of solid and valid projects. And you will need to prove it with a portfolio. Software development is one such interesting area, and I'll use it here as an example. You will need more than general knowledge. And the database class, where a teacher is absolutely convinced that his way is the only way to create a reliable database, is utter nonsense. It actually causes problems. The way you would know this is not from a book, but from years of coding your own versions. Writing code for memory-only databases with periodic disk sync, for non-volatile memory that survives a reboot, and distributed hash tables spread across network computers. This grants you what could be called a sturdy component of your greater exceptional ability, and the proof is in publishing it on the internet, enough so that the people giving you the interview can install it on their computer and watch it purr. Writing interesting things about your database, or creating database tutorials, or setting up a plugin ecosystem for others to extend your database is a way to show that you've created something that is exceptional. If you are interested in programming, then all of this is just pure entertainment. Entertainment is how experts are created. It is not about receiving orders from someone or writing white papers, but enjoying some challenge. This is something you have to begin working on in your teenage days. There are some 15 things you have to know really well in software development, and 5 to 10 other pursuits outside of software development that all start reinforcing one another to make you learn faster and to help you become even more creative. Draw a concept map of your abilities and curiosities, and that will make the root of your tree of knowledge. The map reveals your constellation of knowledge. Your curiosities will show the directions that you will move towards. And you never travel for long, weeks at most. Then you leap to the next curiosity, eventually making a circle across what interests you and constantly expanding it. It will take years. Years that are wasted by school. And you will likely change your mind about trying to work for some company. And you will try to build your own businesses. Side projects and little companies at first, then maybe something bigger that requires investors later. This way you will start becoming an expert in many fields, and all of them will be dictated by your own curiosity as it expands with each new thing you learn. exceptional abilities is a tool for thinking. It helps people cut through ineffective education. That also means diplomas begotten by memorization without comprehension, which results in disconnected, non-functional knowledge and an empty portfolio, or a portfolio filled with mediocre projects that can't even approach exceptional. Put yourself in the interview room at a decent company in an authentic interview by wise and well-educated leaders. All they will want from you is to see all your inventions and how proud you are of them. They will want to talk to you about your lightweight in-memory database with a non-volatile system extension, the art lectures that you sell online, your successful side projects. They want proof of functional knowledge that adds up to create something brilliant. That is what exceptional ability means. Having a portfolio full of exceptional things is the only way your abilities can be correctly described. Listen, you must accept the responsibility for your own self-education. We can't be taught outside in. That's not how education works. We can only learn inside out.